Welcome back, boys and girls, to another episode of Hydration. Usually I don't post this like often. I'm trying not to post. I was trying to post like once a week. But today is one of those days where I need to just like vent to nobody but to everybody. I'm really trying hard to like, okay, wait, before I get to that, I'm trying to bring a new segment called Stupid, Dumb, Dope Lyrics or Bars. This nigga Yo Gotti said, it's stupid as fuck, but this nigga Yo Gotti said, got the pussy first, then I ignored you. Fuck another nigga, you ain't loyal. I don't get it. I get it, but it's so stupid. Like, nigga, really? How is she the unloyal one? When you fucked her and didn't even text her back, my nigga. So she moved on like most people do. Now she's not loyal. But anyways, back to my story. I'm trying really hard to like work on my anger. And I feel like it's getting to a point where like, I'm about to snap. I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm like, I don't know, because I'm about to be 29. I feel like I don't like this like 9 to 5 or in my case, 6 to 4 type shit. Where you're like, this is it? This can't be it. I can just feel myself growing a belly and fucking losing my hair and just becoming a fucking dad and just like, like, don't get me wrong, I love being a dad. It's like the dopest shit on the planet. Like, that shit stopped me. Like, coming home to my son and seeing him just like hump the pillow made me not go back to work tomorrow, shoot it up. Like, that shit right there is, like, hilarious to me. And it's, like, that kind of joy. I don't know, because it's my son. Because usually I hate kids. I don't say I hate kids, but I usually dislike fucking kids because they're annoying. And they always want to show you something that you already know, but they feel like they just discovered it. Like, kids are fucking annoying sometimes. And I'm praying my son doesn't be that kid. I'm going to make sure he's not. Knowing him, he's going to be, like, his dad and be shy and not really talk as much, which is cool because nobody likes to talk to a fast kid. But that's the only reason like why I don't like shoot up my job, because it's just like people talk to you so crazy because they feel like, I don't know, I've never been a supervisor because I never like wanted to. I'm not kissing ass that much to like, I don't know, become a supervisor. I never wanted that kind of task to like take on like leadership roles or duties and get paid not as much as I would if I was just not in charge of all that bullshit. But niggas get, like, become supervisor, and it's like the same effect of, like, when motherfuckers become police, and they were pussies in high school, and now you walk around, and you the law, I get it, man. Honestly, like, if I had, man, don't let me be a cop, because I am abusing the fuck out of that power. I'm not paying for shit. I'm walking into Target. Everything's free, nigga. Like, I'm abusing the power. I know I will. I'm not pulling over no black people. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to be racist and just, like, pull over random white people for no reason. But I'm letting niggas slide. Depending on, you know, crazy shit like that, free to go. You're free to go, my nigga. Here's a warning. Everybody gets a warning. Battery, warning. Attempted murder, warning. Everybody gets a warning. Fuck that shit. So I get it. But my supervisor, fuck boy, shout out to nigga Andrew. Fuck this nigga. Like, it makes me so mad that I can't just, like, just hit you one time real quick. And it was like, that's the end of it. I still keep my job and my benefits. I just get a free lick. You just get a free lick. Let me get a free lick, nigga, to hit you one time in the jaw. And it'd be good. But then I'm talking to my nigga. Shout out to my nigga Marcus. Who, like, it's, like, I should be on some, like, Art of War type shit. To where, like, kill these niggas with kindness, play mental warfare, and all that shit. That shit is the right way to go. But nothing feels, I don't know, man. It just tickles my soul when somebody makes me mad and I punch them. And we're back, because I don't know where we left off at, because because this shit only lets you record for 5 minutes at a time. But I guess it's for commercials. But I don't have no commercials. If I can have one sponsor, it'd be ChapStick, because I'm always losing that shit. And I feel like that's a cool little plug, because y'all don't got nobody representing y'all from the African community. I just hate when niggas' lips be looking like glazed donuts, like when you squeeze them and it gets little cracks and wrinkles in it. I hate when niggas' lips be looking like that. It makes me so mad. But yeah, back to what I was saying. Nothing makes me feel better when I hit somebody, man. That's been like, it's been a fuckboy. Like, I'm not walking around punching people who don't deserve it. These niggas deserve it. And like, I don't know, man. I need to stop that. Cause it's not the way to go. Like, it don't fix anything. I'm not a kid no more. So like, I gotta get in that mindset of like, be a fucking grown up. Like, my girl took me all the time. Grow up. Like, you just gotta grow up. You just gotta stop. Like, I'm about to be 30. I can't just be walking around punching people in the face. That shit don't, like, what does that do? Like, I get fired, and then I gotta explain to my boss, yo, he was a fuck. Not my boss, but it's, well, my boss too, like, hey, he was a fuck boy. But then I gotta explain to my future boss, who I'm trying to get to hire me, oh, why'd you get fired from your last spot? Oh, this nigga was acting like a fuckboy. So, you know, I hit this nigga with a nice little 1-2. That's not going to work. So, I need to get that shit under control before the shit blows up in my face. Shit like that, I had to hit the gym. Like, literally, just like, man, fuck it. My girl, like, just, nigga, why you asking about a lot? Give me that shit about to stay home. You need to go to the gym, spend time with us. I get that, babe. I love you. But I gotta go punch something, so I'm gonna go hit the gym real quick, get a little legs in, because I got these chicken legs that I've been trying to get rid of forever. Like, my son has bigger legs than me. Like, that shit's embarrassing as fuck. Like, my girl thicker than me. Like, fuck, B. Now, this is like, no, I'm trying to be on my, like, mini Arnold. Like, I'm not trying to be that buff, because that shit is nasty to me, ain't no point. You're not even a superhero, nigga. You shouldn't even be that big. I hate you buff-ass niggas in the gym. Like, you niggas who, like, it's too buff, nigga. Like, the work is done. It should be a cutoff point. It should be like, nigga, you done. Come back when shit starts, like, deteriorating. Like, just leave it. Just stop, my nigga. Who are you? What are you doing? Like, stop. Just chill, B. You don't need to get that big. Your shirt don't need to be that small. Like, fuck. But I'm off tomorrow, you know. I gotta go pay this fucking ticket at the courthouse because they don't even get me started on the system. But I gotta take accountability for it's my fault, nigga. You know you driving around here with a dirty L's. You should, nigga, it's against the law. But I'm still pushing. I'm literally driving right now, no license. I've literally been doing that shit for, like, 4 years. So, I feel like there's no point. Like, I'm just never going to get my license. But fuck y'all. I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to see how long I can go without getting pulled over. So, I got to get my license. But, man, I can't be getting pulled over, getting another ticket and shit. Like, fuck. This growing up shit is hard, y'all. Fuck. I really miss the days when all I had to worry about was trying to figure out or trying to find a new cheat code for GTA. Like, that's it. That was my biggest worries. Besides trying to fill in boobs. But just being a kid, I missed that shit. There are some benefits of being an adult. Nobody tell you what to do, blah, blah. You're on stage, blah, blah. Yeah, nigga, but these bills is a bitch. These bills is a bitch. The shit is crazy that you got to pay like $1,000 to stay in a house that's probably never going to be yours. To like, I don't know. I just feel like it don't add up. I feel like, just give me the house that costs, nigga. Like, fuck. Stop being so greedy. Like, you just cut that shit in half and you still just making $500 a month or $600, depending on what your rent is. Like, you still making $600 a month. We gotta pay some bills, y'all. This commercial is brought to you by CarMax. And we're back, bitches. To any future female listeners, when I say bitches, I don't just mean y'all. I mean these niggas too. All y'all some bitches. I don't want y'all to get that panties in a bunch. I'm talking to everybody. I'm not just singling out y'all. But yeah, lesson of today, y'all. Just let it go, man. Just let it go. Let it go, man. It's easier to do with weed, but you don't smoke. Hey, man, just deal with it on your own, I guess. Or just let it go, man. You just gotta let the shit go, man. At the end of the day, this motherfucker at home, probably jacking off, having a good-ass time. I'm over here thinking about, like, man, I should have punched that nigga in the face and getting mad that I didn't. It all comes down to this ego and pride, I guess. The pride in me is like, man, stump that nigga out. Like, I think it's just the primal state of my fucking mind, I guess. Like, the not fully evolved part of your fucking brain. That back in the day, when niggas made you mad, you picked up a rock and you fucking just hit him in the head with it. And that nigga's dead. And end of discussion. You feel better. What we eating for dinner? Like, that's the part of my brain that, like I got, like, don't listen to that nigga. Like, clearly. But, like, that's the part that, like, gets me, like, he be speaking to me, nigga. I just feel like, I don't know, man. You know how people got, like, an angel and a demon on their shoulders? My shit is like, it's Gandhi on one side. Nah, not Gandhi, because my good side is still, like, evil. So it's like I got Tupac on one side and fucking DMX on the other side. Both good people, but got, like, some, like, bad characteristics, like, clearly. But hey, man, I'm out with this bitch. I haven't figured out a way to, like, end this shit other than just saying, like, peace out. All right, my nigga, one love. Some shit like that. Oh, before I go, a new segment, another segment adding, Netflix movie to watch or show, Chopping. I don't know if it's super old. I've never seen it. It's really good. Go check it out. I think I recommended Godless already. Still dope as fuck. Go check it out if you haven't. But yeah, I'm out, y'all. One love.